commissioner has given approval to one of our daily papers, the Postcore newspaper, to run the polling thresholds on the Thursday's paper, which is very good because the polling thresholds give very detailed information on the date for polling in a particular LLC, the teams that will go in there, the ward, the polling place, and the villages, polling villages that will converge to a particular polling place to cast their votes.
So you're fairly confident that people across the country will be able to access this information in time and make plans, many of them maybe having to walk or travel for quite some time to other villages to be able to cast their votes. You're confident that hopefully most of them will receive the information, whether with their own copy or at least someone passing on the information secondhand?
I'm not really confident about people getting that information in time, but at least some information is going out on, especially particularly the polling schedule. Whether the people will have that information in time to mobilize, I'm not really sure about that.
In terms of other parts of preparation for the election, lots of materials that need to get out to all parts of the country. Is progress towards the preparation for that running smoothly?
Over the last week, the Electoral Commission, with the assistance of the Australian Defence Force, has dispatched a total of 25,661 kilograms of sensitive materials from Port Moresby to all the provincial centres nationwide. And the sensitive election materials airlifted by the Australian Defence Force C-130 military aircraft include ballot papers, candidate posters, polling schedules, CUG, that's a closed user group mobile phones for polling teams, indelible ink, and electoral rolls. So those are the sensitive materials dispatched to in the last week from Port Moresby to all the provincial capitals.
And as you say, they're sensitive materials. They'll be kept under lock and key to make sure that there is no tampering or anything can happen to them in the time before voting begins?
That's right. Upon arrival at the respective provincial capitals, they are immediately locked away and guarded until polling day.